B-Pod Studios.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Yes, it'd be amazing.
Their actions will be taken.
It's your Tutcher and Rich.
Big drinker.
Drunk and Red Sox recap.
Like, he's good.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, Mike Gorman, going to join us at 8:20, Danny Ainge at 9 o'clock. We'll be listening this morning for Jake DeBrus to talk about the TNR bump for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Maple Leafs tomorrow night. Game one, the Stanley Cup playoffs at the Garden. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. What an opening day it was. What an enjoyable, long-ass game.
Yeah, it was 3 hours and 49 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you were there, what a nightmare. Just like I don't even... Did it ever, like, start truly raining, or was it just that cold mist that everyone was sitting through?
I don't know.
For an entire 4 hours.
Whatever it was not good, and you were supposed to get there 7 hours early, so you could enjoy the pomp and circumstance.
The pomp and circumstance, a little more subdued than I thought it was going to be quite honest.
Because Schilling was there.
Admit that was funny when Schilling came out.
Yeah, because they literally don't make jerseys big enough to fit him.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he was about to burst out of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the buttons were begging for mercy.
Yeah, that's his first pitch when he was a ceremonial first pitch. He didn't get to do it because his button flew out and hit someone in the eye. But young Nicholas, young sickly Nicholas, who said that my thought of his water bottle looking like a harpoon can said that made me seem old, which makes literally no sense. But nonetheless, young sickly Nicholas was out at the big game yesterday, and here's what he got.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Red Sox fans, clap it up, Red Sox fans. Hey, clap it up. Run the radio. Clap it up. We haven't lost a game yet.
Well, I mean,
that's not right.
Or you haven't lost the game yet.
Oh, well, I thought you said a game. No, he said the game.
Did he say the game?
Okay. I don't know, but whatever.
Is the game done, Nick, at this point? He says yes. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, the game was done. This guy obviously not paying full attention.
God damn it. What's your call for sake?
Wait, we've lost it almost.
Yeah, 11-3. 11.
No.
And, yeah. We do have it back.
3-8.
Okay. What's your point? I can't do math.
All right.
You got my sunglasses on. You're trying to be me right now, but you're making fun.
I am trying
you
to be
you. Mocking bearded mother.
Please don't
you are. You're a Viking.
I am a Viking.
It's okay.
Because of the beard, right?
Well, bad, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Talk to me about...
No.
Well, Vikings didn't have heart valves.
Also no. A little bit taller.
I just like how Nick, like, terrified, slightly terrified. Hey, please don't hit me. I could die. You ever seen Kill Bill with a five-figure death punch? Like a toddler could do that,
yeah.
And I would die.
Yeah. Nick can't afford to be pushed around. That thing is snapped like so many light bulbs.
Nick said he was big, too.
Uh-huh.
Big dude.
Well, to Nick, that could be he was 5'6".
Because of the skinny jeans, that's for sure, sir.
I do have skinny jeans on.
Yeah, well,
hey, listen, I like
a
style.
Warrior would never wear skinny jeans. How are you going to run in those?
I can run.
Oh, goodness.
My goodness.
God.
Who is here to cast a spell?
I know. When did the witch show up?
Ooh, double, toil and trouble. Please get into Nick out of trouble.
The broom was flying all over the place.
How are you going to run in those?
I can run.
You know, Nico was found naked in his bed by his girlfriend. He'd been in there for 2 days.
I can run.
It's not funny. I mean, he could have been seriously hurt.
Boys, you get your ass beat. Don't ever wear skinny jeans, dude. Not cool. They should have not been cool.
Oh,
30. They should have not. Stop kicking me. Hey. Hey.
No, tie my sneaker, please.
This is the family show.
Tie my sneaker, please.
Did you say pull my finger, please?
Tie my sneaker, please.
Oh, well, you know.
This isn't like 5 in the afternoon.
Chivalry is not dead. One must tie their lady's sneaker.
Hey,
tie my sneaker, please.
This is the family show.
Tie my sneaker, please.
This is the family show, and I apologize.
Talk to me about opening day at Fenway Park.
I've never been to opening day. And I lost my train of thought.
Awesome tickets.
Let's start.
So what did you think of the opening ceremonies?
Wicked fun.
These are real yoga pants.
I really liked watching them. Can you tie my shoe?
She's having a lot of problems tying her shoe. It reminds me a lot of T-ball. Like, you know, when you got to stop the game to tie a kid's shoe. Oh,
I just think that, bad memories, to me, it sounds like the two of them took something to go in different directions. Like, the guy's gone up, it sounds like, and the girl's gone down.
Ah.
Like, it sounds like someone's been drinking and someone's been doing something else.
Well, all I know is that she needs her shoe tied stat.
Can I tie your shoe?
Can you tie my shoe?
Absolutely not. Right, yes. I'm doing an interview. Like,
I'm doing an interview.
You need to.
Yeah, I'll interview. Tie your shoes. So far, your day has been great.
We, you know, accidentally lost the train. We went to Worcester, then we went to Grafton.
Don't you hate when you lose a train?
Yeah, and then you end up at Worcester trying to get to Fenway Park.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't even know where Grafton is, but Worcester's far.
You ever been with somebody before where you truly ask, how the hell is this person getting home?
Yes, I had won a marathon Monday. I was taking the train back, and a friend of mine got out in Brookline, and I go, what are you doing? And he didn't say anything. I said, you realize you're never going to get home. Like, you can't cross the street.
I've been the guy several times who's been like, all right, I'll make sure this guy gets home. But there was a person that is an acquaintance of mine that it's happened so much with that for the first time about a week ago, I said, nope, you're finding your way home. And I just left him.
Well, this guy just skedaddled.
Like, I mean,
and then his wife called my wife and was like, she drove down to Brookline to get him, but it's all blocked off. Like, you can't. Like you literally can't get home from there.
I think that you are allowed in your life one of those. I think you're allowed one of those moments where your friends look at you and go, I got to get this guy home. After one, don't you think that it's all fair game that you just get left on your ass?
How old is this acquaintance of yours?
Oh, my age. So, I mean, like, way old enough to know better.
Well, yeah, like, what the hell? You can't get home?
Like, old enough to know better.
It's called an Uber or a cab or a Lyft. One of those. Who the hell can't get home?
This person had lost their wallet.
Okay. What, are they taking like 17 Valium and then going out? I mean, that's a whole different kind of blackout if you can't get home.
They thought my phone was their phone. It's my phone. It's my phone. My, it's got my kids on it. Look. Like, oh.
The last one I saw was, the last person I saw like that was Adolfi Dolph.
Well, I mean, I had to get him. Nick and I carried him to a hotel.
How about this? I put him in a cab, and then he just like went like it's a Marx Brothers movie. Went out the other door.
He fell. Oh, really? That's kind of funny. He fell in the middle of the intersection of Boylston and Tremont. That's a pretty busy intersection. Yeah, well, and listen, we had to pick him up. It was dead weight. Dude, that, Nick, scale 1 to 10. How much did that suck?
How hard could it be to pick up Adolfo?
Dude, it was... a nightmare. Adolfo, but like dead fish Adolfo.
I mean, what's your problem? I mean, seriously, how hard could it be?
Gronk, what did you think of him today?
Gronk!
I wasn't there. We were like upstairs trying to find where we were supposed to be sitting.
No, you were in Worcester.
Grafton.
You lost your train.
I don't even know where Grafton
just
is.
Just east of Worcester.
Okay, east of Worcester.
East of Worcester.
So they started making their way back when they
got
the graft.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Honestly, in my heart, believe he's not done.
What's your name?
My name's Nick.
Nick?
Yes.
Nick.
Wait. Oh, can you explain the story, getting here and stuff? It was crazy for you guys?
No. Does anybody want a cigarette?
All right, if you could say anything to the Boston Red Sox, what would it be? All right, cool.
All right, there is young, very sick Nick was out at the big game. Remember?
Ooh, yeah.
What's your point? I can't do math.
Ooh, yeah.
A warrior would never wear skinny jeans. How are you gonna run in those?
No, I'm doing it.
You mean?
Ooh, yeah. we, you know, accidentally lost the train.
Don't ever wear skinny jeans, dude. They're not cool.
Ooh, yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
Please.
Okay. The best thing that he said that I didn't notice the first time is, why are you wearing skinny jeans? You can't run in those. like at any point, you have to start running.
Away from him.
Yeah. Like, you can't even run in those.
But don't ever wear skinny jeans, dude. They're not cool.
And, you know, you can't run.
Not because of the skinny jeans. That's for sure, sir.
You can't run in them, as if that's always something you need to concern yourself with.
Ooh, yeah.
Sounds like the woman who gave us the tour at the Paisley Park.
No, that's a more,
oh yeah.
That's this is far where, more excited.
It's like, so I heard that Prince was the producer on this album. Do you know that? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He did a lot of stuff for a lot of people. Oh yeah.
Is this where he did the Scandalous Sex Suite? No, no, he never did that record.
I do not like the way the tone you're talking to me there.
He didn't make that record.
Let's not talk about the sexy things. I'm not very comfortable with the things that you're saying.
No, I've owned the record. It exists. No, no. Okay, nice tour.
Should Fred have been kicked off the tour?
Ooh, yeah.
I should have. How dare I open my mouth?
We should have just wandered through there alone. We would have learned more.
Yeah. All right, Mike Gorman's going to join us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Decker, in a hurry, spins, misses the shot. Half doesn't go. Decker with the rebound, rejected out to half court by the Time Lord.
Oh. All right, watch Robert Williams get up. Send that shot back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. If you're watching on Twitch, someone said, "Hey Milo," on there. My son became so ecstatic that he called twice. Be listening this morning for Jake DeBrus to talk about the TNR bump for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Maple Leafs tomorrow night at Game 1 of the Stanley Cup. It's available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. Mike Gorman, who got in at 3:30 last night, but he doesn't sleep. He is nothing if not a fan of amphetamines. Mike Gorman is the voice of Boston Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Gorman, thank you so much.
Good morning.
And now, have you slept yet, or is this...
Oh, yeah. I got about 3 hours.
Can you sleep on the plane?
You know, yes, you can, obviously, but it was like only 56-minute flight, I think, once we finally got in the air. So, I mean, there's not much sense in going to sleep for 56 minutes.
I can't sleep in anything moving.
Yeah, I don't. I'm kind of with you. If it's a 3 or 4 hour flight and you're really kind of settled in, you know, we have, thankfully, on the charter, thank Danny for me when you talk to him later on. Being on the charter, you have plenty of room, so it's easier to sleep than it usually is when you're traveling, because you get basically most of the time you have 2 first class seats to yourself.
Wow.
So,
even Wallach? Nice. Even Wallach when he travels?
Well, Wallach gets Max beside him.
Oh, so he gets like the guy who's like 7 feet tall.
Behind. Yep.
Okay.
Well, John likes that though. It's a good way for John to network and to keep up with what's going on. It's hard to do what John does. You know, he's come in just like once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whenever Sean has.
Once every 2 weeks? What planet are you on? Once every 2 years.
No, John did probably, what, four or five games this year?
4 games, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's 82 of them.
Yes, 1 a month.
That's true.
3 in November and 2 last week.
Yeah, well, that's hard to do, though. You know, to do, like, 1 a month is hard because you had a lot of catching up to do.
I agree. These guys just keep teasing me, Mike, you know. I can't do anything with it.
Well, he's got that Brian basketball.
That's right. That's in between to keep me sharp.
Mike, can you ever tell when someone truly wants you to fail so they can take your job?
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience with that, actually.
Wallach's not gutting for this one.
No.
Wallach's a realist. Wallach is just hoping something happens to Grandy. Is that all he's working for?
Well, I think his dream is that Grandy...
A lot of dominoes have to fall in.
Yeah, yeah. A ton of dominoes that have to fall. Well, okay, so you were on the plane last night, probably... Actually, it was right around the end of the game yesterday when all the Magic Johnson news broke. Have you been able to catch up and did you see at all what happened last night?
Yeah, I did. You know, we had, again, we get live TV on the plane. So I was watching ESPN last night for the whole flight, and they obviously were all over Magic's little surprise announcement. that's a pretty dysfunctional group, I would say.
Oh, no question. And apparently, you know, he didn't obviously tell Jeannie Buss. That was kind of the big story. But I guess also he did it in such an awkward fashion that he was blocking the door of the locker room. So players had to kind of awkwardly come in and out while all of these people, and they're hearing for the first time that Magic Johnson is quitting. And they're like, what? Did I just hear that correctly? As they're walking by getting ready to play, was there any reaction on the plane? Did you see any of the players maybe seeing or talking about any of this when you were there?
No, I didn't. Again, we sit way apart. The players are kind of off to themselves all the time. So, no, I didn't hear anything at all, any reaction out of anybody. It was actually a pretty, for a 56-minute flight on what seemed like a nice night, it was a rather turbulent flight for about 40 of the 56 minutes. So it was often, Danny especially, Danny's usually always walking up and down the aisle shooting the breeze with anybody and everybody. So, but people were in the seats the whole way last night, and then we get off the plane and go our separate ways. So, no, not until this morning did I really get the full coverage that you guys gave it the last hour or so.
All right, am I a sucker for thinking that the last 10 games or so make me feel a little more confident about this team in the postseason than I did before?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, we talked about this a month ago when the key guy was Gordon Hayward. And Gordon, you know, I don't want to say Gordon's 100% back. It's up to Gordon to say he's 100% back. But he sure looks like he's 90% back.
Yeah.
And at 90%, he suddenly becomes a solid number two guy behind Kyrie. And then Tatum and Brown and Rozier and other people like that can relax a little bit and just overachieve in the number three role. It really finally sets up now the way Danny had hoped it would set up all along, which is Kyrie is your guy. Gordon is your second guy. Al Horford is your kind of organizer, overseer, steadier, pick a lot of makeup words and Al fits them. And then you got the two kids. So everybody's in place right now. So there's no excuses going into this Indiana series. The second series, whoever comes out of that Milwaukee-Toronto thing, they're good teams. They're really good teams. And it's going to be – Boston's going to have to beat both of them. And that's going to be hard to do. Impossible? No. Not with Gordon playing the way he is now. But hard to do, for sure.
Well, I think the two reasons that I feel different is that not only because, of course, Gordon Hayward, but ever since they put Aaron Baines down there with Al Horford, I mean, the defense, just if you just look at the numbers, they're a completely different team when they're both out there. And, I mean, is this something, like, when you see their matchups, I hate to say it, but I'm not too worried about Indiana, but when you see them against those other teams that you mentioned, like Milwaukee or, you know, the Sixers and Toronto, how advantageous are those two guys against those lineups?
Very, very much. That's the best lineup the Celtics can put on the floor with both of those guys playing together. And if Baines can stay out of foul trouble, they'll be very, very effective. In that, you know, the other thing that I think gives me more hope than I had, say, 4 or 5 weeks ago, is the Celtics are no longer a team that just have four guys standing around the three-point line. Jaylen Brown takes the ball to the basket relentlessly. Gordon Hayward, his first instinct is not to shoot the ball. His first instinct is to pass the ball. But if he can't pass the ball, his next instinct is to take the ball to the basket. So we're finally getting some points in the paint that we weren't getting in the middle of the year. We're definitely a more aggressive offensive team than we were in the middle of the year. So, I have not felt as good about the Celtics' chances to go deep in the playoffs as I do this morning because, again, they've got people healthy. Again, Marcus Smart I hope that he's okay because he's a big part of this team and it's his personality that this team is going to win on. But if he's okay, then we're going to be playing basketball for another month or so.
Mike, what's your feeling about Jason Tatum and how he's accepted this new role with the ascension of Gordon Hayward? I mean, he was the guy during the playoffs last year. He was the guy for long periods of time during the early portion of the season. And as you mentioned, now he's this team's third scoring option.
Yeah, I think he's okay with it. I think he understands that the better Gordon plays, again, because Gordon is a pass-first kind of guy, the better his opportunities are going to be. And, again, with the spotlight on Gordon, with the spotlight on Kyrie, with the spotlight on Al Horford, both Brown and Jason can relax a little bit and just enjoy the game. And that's what I think they will do. Remember, he performed much better in the playoffs last year than he did in the regular season. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened again.
With Kyrie Irving, I mean, all of us have been trying to figure out what Kyrie Irving's going to do after the season is over, and you hear Stephen A. Smith saying he's going to take meetings with this team and that team, and that would go against what he had previously stated. And there was a problem with Kyrie, and Kyrie came out recently and said he was okay with the head coach. Where do you think his head's at right now?
Kyrie?
Yes.
I think his head's at going as deep into the playoffs as he possibly can get. The further the Celtics go, the better it is for Kyrie. Again, I think Kyrie has shown us over the course of the season, he is very, very consistent as to what he's going to do. He doesn't have 40-point nights and 10-point nights. He has 2 30-point nights. And his consistency will be the same in the playoffs. So I fully expect him to get 25 to 35 every night, to get 6 assists, to get 4 or 5 rebounds, come up with a couple of steals, and generally be the guy. I don't worry about his performance at all. It's the other guys who are going to have to raise their games a little bit. I can't imagine Kyrie raising his game if he has another level to go to, because he's such a dominant player and has been such a dominant player all season.
Okay, so there was this anonymous poll that was done with like 140-something players in the NBA. I mean, a pretty decent sample size. And they asked who's the best ball handler, and by far number one was Kyrie Irving. He had 77% of the vote. And Fred was kind of speculating, and I may agree with him. Is he the best ball handler that you've seen covering this team?
Without question.
Yeah, he's the best ball handler of all time.
He's right there. He's in the conversation with anybody.
Who else?
AI?
AI was more of a shooter than a ball handler. Rondo. And talking about players that played for the Celtics, you got to put Rondo right on that list.
Ooh, maybe not the same. Maybe not in the same like tier as Kyrie Irving.
Can't score like Kyrie, but in terms of handling the ball, Rondo had a pretty good handle.
Chuck Nevitt?
If Tommy was on the phone right now, I'd go, Kuz, what are you guys talking about? Kuz.
Yeah, but he's ancient.
Yeah, but, you know, he's 90. Like, come on, give him a break.
We're not saying now.
Break. I mean, he's old.
I'm trying to think of guys who had great handles. And I'm coming up shy. So, Kyrie's the best I've ever seen, certainly on a nightly basis. It's remarkable what he's able to do, how he's able to drive the lane, avoid contact, get layups with guys who are, quote, shot blockers standing around watching him. I think the thing with Kyrie that he does so effectively, he's got about 9 different speeds, and guys can't stay with him. They anticipate, they guess wrong, and they either move too early or they move too late. He's just wonderful to watch offensively. Just a remarkable, remarkable talent.
Is it refreshing for you to know that I was right about Tatum being overrated?
About who being overrated?
Tatum.
Jason Tatum. You think he's over? Yeah, I know. I know the guy. Yeah.
Plays for the Celtics.
Yeah.
I thought you might think I was talking about Tatum O'Neal.
Really, I did.
Kramer versus Kramer.
I don't think he's overrated. He might have been overrated last year because I think people talked about him in higher terms. But I wouldn't say this year he's been overrated, at least in terms of talk.
You fan of the movie Love Story with Tatum O'Neal?
Tatum O'Neal. I do remember the movie. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of it, no.
Yeah, the woman dies.
Jesus. Where are we going with this, Fred?
Tatum O'Neal's a woman.
I know Tatum O'Neal, yeah.
Is a woman?
Yes.
Was she in the Bad News Bears?
She was the Bad News Bear.
Oh, is she a daughter of...
Ryan.
Ryan O'Neal?
Yes. Tatum O'Neal's a woman.
Is she the daughter of Ryan O'Neal?
Married John McEnroe. Tatum O'Neal.
Yes.
Now, who
there
is
you go, John. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Who is John McEnroe married to now?
Patty Smythe.
Yep. From what fame?
Scandal.
You got that right, baby.
Damn it. I'm on it.
All right. Well, Tatum
says. You guys. Is... Wow.
Yeah.
You learn something that right, new Mike. Every day.
Do you go off on these tangents with Danny, too?
Yeah. I kind of just sit back and he was talking about zipping up his bags, and I made a ball joke.
Ooh, yeah.
My friend.
All right. Mike Gorman.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right. Thank you for not hanging up. I do appreciate it. Thank you for not hanging up.
I never hang up on you, Fred, ever.
I know you love me. All right. And it's mutual, baby. All right. Mike Gorman, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right. Playoffs, Sunday. That's NBC Sports Boston. That's who you watch.
Do you know what time it is?
I think it's 5:30.
Okay. All right. That's not official yet, is it? I mean, because we haven't heard
it. It's not official yet. No.
Okay.
No, it's not official yet, but would I give you a bad skinny?
No. I like it.
Is that going to be hard because that's after Heinz and eats dinner? All right. Thank you for...
he'll be snacking during... Isn't it great when you can tell that he's chewing on something while he's talking?
Oh, it's great. And you called him out the other day in a very polite way, in a Mike Gorman type of way, but it was very funny.
Yeah, you should see the table at the end of the game. It looks like 14 kids have had a picnic.
I just picture him like a medieval time situation with a big turkey leg.
Everything with his hands, no forks or knives involved.
Yes, just porridge.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be an extra in Game of Thrones. He would fit right in. Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike Gorman, thank you so much, sir.
All right, tell Danny I said hi.
All right, we will.
He liked your joke, Fred.
There's nothing I like more than saying something and have Gorman just sit there. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Ooh, yeah.
I'd sit, if you guys didn't break in, I'd sit there for 5 minutes.
I didn't break in. I just let him do his thing.
There's nothing I like more than, I love Gorman. I talk to him. I text with him often. But there's nothing I like more than saying something and having him just sit there.
WTF, way to ruin the Gorman interview, Fred. Spoiler alert on a love story. Jesus, Fred, I haven't seen it yet, says another person.
That's right. That's right. Don't mean to spoil movies from the 60s. If you think I ruined the Gorman interview, well, nuts to you. All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Radio and online home of Boston sports.
You don't play quite as hard.
You're the Boston Celtics right now.
Too many guys like that hurt your team.
That's why the talent is down.
98.5 The Sports Hub. 98.5thesportshub.com.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Hatcher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Johnny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Don't forget. Yeah, baby.
Quick reminder.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Be listening this morning for Jake DeBrus to talk about the TNR bump for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs at the TD Garden. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins.
So when you hear that audio, we have not played it yet. Sometime before the end of the show, when you hear Jake DeBrus talking about Toucher and Rich, be caller number 10 to 617-931-0985. Or remember, we can play it at any time. It could be even during the commercials. All right? Even during the commercials.
Preposterous.
So make sure to listen. We got a lot of good stuff to give away this week on the show. After we give away those DeBrus tickets, we're going to tell you what we're giving away tomorrow. And this is maybe one of the biggest prizes we've ever given away. This is a good one.
A fleet of Ford Escorts.
Something I want. I wouldn't mind this.
It is a fleet of Ford Escorts. By the way, if you went to opening day yesterday, congratulations. You sat through a lot of garbage. And
the opening ceremony wasn't awful. And you got to see Curt Schilling in a jersey that was way too small.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they don't make them big enough. Like, literally. Because there's got to be there's got to be a time where, like, you're aware, like, they're fitting you, right? Like, I mean, you're a big shot.
Sure.
You come in there, and there's, and I wonder if they just said, like, we literally don't have something in your size.
Unless he just showed up.
I was just going to say, he showed up right before the ceremony. It was too late.
I don't know.
Or they didn't invite him for other reasons. And he just showed up at the end and said, hey, guys, I'm here.
I can't believe he was there. I mean, they must have had nobody that wanted to go.
Are you kidding me? They had huge names there. Like, it seemed really weird that, I mean, obviously Curt Schilling, if he didn't do all that weird stuff with Rhode Island and everything else, would probably be welcomed, you know, almost with as big of applause as some of these other guys. Like Manny Ramirez is there. You know, Pedro obviously is going to get the biggest
pop. Weird stuff and bad stuff with Manny at the end, too.
But still, he was beloved. I mean, like, the fans loved
him. Fans loved Schilling, too, when he was here playing.
That's what I'm saying. If he didn't do all that crazy stuff, it would have been like, but now when Schilling shows up, it's like, oh, my God, who that crazy grandpa?
If Jeffrey Dahmer didn't eat people, I'm sure he'd be a great employee of Walmart. I mean,
but it's like, Curt Schilling, like, body-wise, just turned into Craig Statler over the last, like, 10 years.
Who am I missing? I mean, because Pedro Martinez is around. Manny Ramirez was there.
He's around, but so is David Ortiz, but he's still as big.
No, but I'm saying it's not incredibly unusual for him to be around Fenway.
Manny Ramirez, then. That was a huge name.
Okay, but then...
Who's bigger from all of those teams that won in the 2000s? Like since you know, the one just recently. Like, who's a bigger name than those guys? Poppy was there. Manny was there. Pedro was there. There's your three biggest names.
Good. Then they should have kept it at three.
I mean, now that we may agree with.
No, yeah. Veritek. Was it Veritek there?
Oh.
That's an upset that he was not there.
Wakefield was there. Of course, Lowell. Mike Lowell was there.
Yes, that World Series MVP.
And then it was like a who? Because they brought out the whole the 2003. Johnny Gomes not there.
Yeah, I know.
That was a shock.
No Veritek, no Gomes.
Okay, so...
Gomes was jumping out of airplanes and just living the life.
But, I mean, there were people that you looked at and you're like, who was that again? Like, certain pitchers.
Andy DiNardo, was he there?
Maybe. I know that Jared Saltalamacchia was there, and it took me a second to figure out, remember what he looked like.
He's a legend.
I think Stephen Drew might have shown up. I know that
Stephen Drew held down...
Orlando Cabrera was there. That was obviously strange.
These are all people that above Schilling should
have
been.
Cabrera was big in 2004.
Okay, I mean, do you put him up there with the other guys?
No, what I'm saying, he didn't
throw out the first pitch. They relegated that to the three guys.
And that was the biggest pop of anybody, was Rob Gronkowski. I mean, as crazy as everyone went, and it's always cool to see, I think Manny Ramirez was cool. Like, that was the one player that they brought back that was, okay, that's different. Because you're right, Pedro's always around, but it's still cool that he's there.
Yeah, Schilling threw out a bag of chili dogs and then went and chased him.
And as I was saying, Mike Napoli still rules. The guy makes me laugh every time I see him. I just can't stop thinking of him, like, walking around Boylston Streets ripping a bud with his shirt off.
I'm wondering if that's annoying if you're at the bar. Because I told you about the Patrick Kane.
Oh, dude, that was the night it happened.
No,
there's no way that's annoying. Everyone wants you in their bar. The city's going crazy. Napoli shows up. That's the place to be.
See, because I told you the story about Patrick Kane, and he was like spraying. He was in VIP spraying.
But you keep saying that was like a month and a half after they won.
Yeah, it was like
the night they won. Everyone's going crazy. Was it the night of the parade? Okay, that's right. That's right, because they won out of town. It was the night of the parade, so the whole place is still going nuts. The city is still recovering, and he's at Abe and Louie's pouring drinks. I think it was Abe and Louie's or whiskeys. I forget which one.
Yeah, I don't think it was Abe and Louie's.
He was walking in front of Abe and Louie's when the picture was taken.
Yeah, he had his shirt off.
And he was attending bar with his shirt off.
Yeah, he was showing off. He was very sexy.
Yes, he was.
He was showing it all off. I'm wondering if that's annoying if you're there.
Not that night. And maybe, as you said, Fred, a month and a half later, yes. That night, every bar would want him there.
I'm sure the bar would want him there. I just wonder if you're there, if you're just like, get out of here.
No, you think no. It's great. You're taking pictures. You're telling your friends, you got to get down here. Mike Napoli.
You were there the night after they won, the one night they won the World Series. Well, it's on Napoli.
Maybe I'm a little jaded because McCarthy and Draper, after the Red Wings won, just went around and had sex with women that you would not want to and just were everywhere. They would just come in and they were everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, they weren't annoying, but it just became a lot.
Well, that was like the story that we all heard, that Marchand had to get sat down. And I think it was Peter Chiarelli at the time said, all right, man, you got to go home.
2 weeks is enough.
It's been too much.
You had to go back to Chicago or go back to Canada.
Yep. There's like, I think you've had enough. Just go back, rest. All the pictures that are coming back. I think it was when he was like shirtless on top of like a poker table at the Mohegan Sun or wherever it was, or Foxwoods.
Mohegan Sun was right after, because remember when they had the bar tab for like $5 million?
I think they went back. There was one Amstel Light on there, which for some reason made people go crazy.
Yeah, there was just one Amstel Light.
There were stories of him cruising Canal Street, you know, in a big car.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know for a fact, quote, I don't know for a fact, but I've met a man who claimed that he drove Marchand around.
That's great.
And that, like, Marchand would just go, stop! And go into the bar and have his fun.
Great for him, man.
See, Marchand wouldn't bother me. Napoli bothered me.
Why?
Because he was, like, smoking and he doesn't smoke.
Well, I don't know that he doesn't smoke.
I would guess Napoli doesn't smoke.
He didn't really have to do much. Doesn't have to be the most athletic guy. Just be strong.
Listen, he was ripped.
he was ripped. Mm-hmm. He's like a bear.
Double bear.
He's a rugged double bear, as Guy from Machine would say.
Rugged double bear.
Mm-hmm.
Who we're going to hopefully have in studio next week. The Guy from Machine.
Yep.
An offer we believe is on the table. Employment. Because they're shutting down Machine.
Oh, man.
Not fair. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we have a winner for the tickets. Now, let me tell you this. I got papers in front of me like a goose.
Goose usually have papers in front of
them. Don't forget that tomorrow. I don't know why anyone would forget since I haven't said it. Tomorrow we will be giving away a pair of round-trip tickets from Boston to Hawaii, courtesy of Hawaiian Airlines. In celebration of the Celtics opening against the Pacers in Hawaiian Airlines' new nonstop flights from Boston to Hawaii, we'll be giving away 2 round-trip tickets tomorrow, compliments of Hawaiian Airlines.
That is huge. And the way we're going to do that is that at the end of the show, we are going to be giving the tickets away. And the way that you win them is that you have to answer a question that we will give you that had something to do with what we talked about on the show that day. Something specific that we talked about.
TSL, baby.
At some point from 6 to 10 or whenever we do the contest at the end of the show. And if you answer that question correctly, there you go. 2 round-trip tickets to Honolulu.
And then you get
direct,
to spend...
Direct.
Man. And then you get to spend 45 minutes on the phone with Bird.
Maybe that will be the case, but that would be worth it.
Okay, so we were talking about the Dwayne. This is very quick. We're going to have Danny Ainge coming up at 9. But we were talking about the Dwayne Wade thing, and like people are saying it's like the most powerful commercial they've ever seen. And fine, and I'm sure Dwayne Wade did great things. It's a beer commercial. And like people are like, oh, it's not, people are saying it's not a beer commercial. It's a beer commercial. So, I mean, it, congratulations to, what is it, Budweiser that made it?
Yeah, it's a three-minute beer commercial.
Yes, which, so congratulations. I mean, Budweiser made a fantastic commercial that's got people sharing it and, you know, going around. And, I mean, that's about as much as you can hope for. But, I mean, it was made to sell beer.
Now, if you want to look at the least cynical way of looking at it.
Well, I can't see that.
You could say that a company used their time and they spent their money in order to promote what great things this athlete did.
Okay, so what
so they
I
spent
would say,
3 minutes worth of advertising money on TV or during a game in order to, for the most part, show you how great this guy was.
And I don't doubt it for a moment.
But is there a thinking in that this is going to go viral because of that, and it's tagged at the end with Budweiser? Of course.
My job is to sell beer. My job isn't to propagate the legacy of Dwayne Wade. Again, I think it's a marvelous, I won't watch it, but I think it's a marvelous, you know, way to sell beer. I mean, you get people saying, like, look at this, it's very powerful, and look at this, you know, it's going on. But at the end of the day, it's a beer commercial.
Yeah, I mean, now, people who say it's not a beer commercial, I think it ends with this Bud's for three.
It's a beer commercial.
I think the commercial ends with this Bud's four, and
if you get Rachel Nichols, who had the pleasure of talking to Magic Johnson extensively yesterday,
which was great,
she says, "Stop whatever you're doing and watch this. No, really, kindness to others has no expiration date." And so, if I'm Budweiser, that's fantastic. I got someone. She's probably got what, at least 10,000 followers.
I would think a little more,
15,000. But if I mean, that's great. I got that going on. But at the end of the day, it's a beer commercial. It's something that's designed to sell beer. And I don't doubt that Dwayne Wade's done marvelous things. But nonetheless, don't tell me it's not a beer commercial.
She's a 1,000,003 on Twitter. Is that what Dan, you're telling me? Okay, 1,000,003. People love the hoops.
I mean, who doesn't? I love round ball.
Dude, you're talking to the B-ball boys over here, all right? Oh, your satin jacket.
You got your playoff jackets on.
We are. That's when you pop the collar.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's playoff time. It's like a weather vane.
Right. No commercials here, just the headlines. We'll talk to Danny Ng.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
RJ Hunter steps to his left. Here's that quick three, and he banks it in.
Ooh.
And the Celtics bench explodes. Timeout, Scott Brooks.
Ooh. Take that one off the window.
RJ Hunter.
Let me change my mind about who I'd like to talk to.
RJ Hunter has 10 points in this sequence in which the Celtics have gone now on a 22-5 run.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.